A double manhunt in Alabama. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. An inmate awaiting trial for murder is on the run, missing since Friday, along with a corrections official accused of helping him.
The inmate, Casey White, was in county jail charged with murder. Vicky White, no relation to Casey, is the assistant corrections director at the jail. She told co-workers Friday she was taking Casey to the courthouse for a mental health evaluation.
We have had a warrant issued for Director Vicky White. The charges are permitting or facilitating an escape in the first degree.
Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says Vicky's patrol car was found in a shopping center, not the courthouse.
Casey White, as you've heard me say over and over, is an extremely dangerous person.
Vicky was considered an exemplary employee who had just submitted her retirement paperwork, and the sheriff says Casey had plotted an escape before.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The first Capitol riot suspect to stand trial on an assault charge is convicted. Longtime New York City police officer Thomas Webster found guilty by a federal jury rejecting his self-defense argument. Webster accused a D.C. Metro officer of starting a fight during the Capitol breach by punching him, but jurors convicted Webster on all counts after less than 3 hours of deliberations. Two of them telling reporters that video of Webster's actions from multiple angles was crucial evidence. First Lady Jill Biden will spend Mother's Day with Ukrainian refugees in Slovakia.
The White House has announced a five-day trip for the First Lady with a stop in Romania as well. Both Slovakia and Romania share borders with Ukraine and have welcomed refugees. Both nations are also members of the NATO alliance. Since the Russian invasion, more than 5 million Ukrainians have left the country, most being resettled in neighboring countries.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. A Ukrainian official reports deaths and injuries from a Russian missile strike on the Black Sea port city of Odessa today. Also reporting infrastructure was hit. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Executions are on hold in Tennessee for the rest of the year.
Lethal injection drugs must be properly tested, and Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says that did not happen in the case of Oscar Smith, whose planned execution was stopped last month an hour before he was supposed to die. While Lee did not volunteer that information at the time, he now says the drugs for Smith's execution were tested for potency and sterility, but not endotoxins. Federal public defender Kelly Henry says the failure to test for endotoxins is a violation of the protocol, and the governor did the right thing by stopping the executions because of this breach. Smith's execution was to be the first since February of 2020 due to COVID-related delays. He's one of five death row inmates set for execution by Tennessee this year. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Amazon finds out today whether a second group of workers has voted to unionize on New York's Staten Island, where warehouse workers became the first in the nation to form an Amazon union last month. Amazon says it doesn't think unions are the best answer for its employees. The vote count underway today involves fewer employees at a warehouse with high turnover. The merger between JetBlue and Spirit Airlines appears to be grounded.
JetBlue Airways' offer for Spirit Airlines has been rejected by the Spirit board. The concern is that a deal might not make it past regulators. Spirit is sticking with its plans to merge with Frontier Group Holdings. JetBlue had offered to pay $2.9 billion in shed assets and even to pay a $200 million breakup fee if the deal wasn't completed because of antitrust reasons. The Justice Department is already challenging JetBlue's alliance with American Airlines in New York and Boston.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Extended losses on Wall Street. The Dow's down about 300 points. The S&P has also been down more than 1%, and the NASDAQ also turning lower. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.